Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Last week, we shared the Athletic Trainers Osteoarthritis Consortium's consensus statement on the role of athletic trainers in preventing and managing post-traumatic osteoarthritis in physically active populations. We also shared a set of revised clinical practice guidelines related to neck pain. Now, over the past week, we had two posts on sportsmedres.org. In the first post, we introduced a study where the authors found that an athlete who participates in more than 60 games per year, is a member of a club sport, or highly specialized, is more likely to have a history of lower extremity injury. Additionally, girls are more likely to participate on a club team and to be highly specialized, potentially increasing the risk of injury. In the second post, we described the study where the authors reported that an athlete with a history of an ankle sprain typically had higher fear avoidance beliefs than an athlete without a history of ankle sprain. This is worse for an athlete with a history of multiple sprains. So if we take a closer look at that second post, we find that the authors were investigating if athletes with a history of single or recurrent ankle sprains had greater fear avoidance beliefs than athletes without a history of an ankle sprain. They investigated 147 collegiate athletes with no history of surgery from three universities. 75 of these athletes had a history of a single ankle sprain, 44 had recurrent sprains, and 28 had no history of ankle sprain. The authors administered the 16-item fear avoidance belief questionnaire to all of the athletes to assess their perceptions of fear and modified behaviors. The authors found that an athlete with a history of recurrent ankle sprains typically had higher fear avoidance beliefs than an athlete with a single ankle sprain or no ankle sprain history. Furthermore, an athlete with a history of a single ankle sprain, on average, had higher fear avoidance beliefs than an athlete without a history of ankle sprain. What this study shows us is that, on average, an athlete with a history of an ankle sprain reports more fear avoidance beliefs than a person without a history of an ankle sprain. Furthermore, there's greater fear avoidance among an athlete who has a history of multiple ankle sprains. This highlights an area that should be addressed in our rehabilitation. While an athlete may appear to be performing well functionally, they may have perceptions of fear that need to be addressed. This may include adopting a slower progression to return to sport, more sport-specific activities with goal setting to build their confidence, or modifying their activities to assist in coping with their fear. Other strategies may include reflection, imagery, and relaxation techniques, and in extreme cases, it may warrant the need for referral to a sports psychologist. Now, over the past few months and years, there have been a couple of posts on SportsMed Res covering the research that has investigated former collegiate athletes. These studies have suggested that former athletes have had poorer overall health than non-athletes, suspected partly due to their history of injury. It would be interesting to continue to follow the group of athletes researched in this article after they're done their competitive career. It would also be interesting to investigate former athletes and whether they have higher fear avoidance beliefs, which may play a role in their poor physical health. In the short term, we need to make sure that we're assessing patient perception of their health in efforts to individualize rehabilitation to their specific needs, both physically and mentally. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was an article where the authors concluded that young athletes after an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction with asymmetry in knee kinematics at the time of return to sport may report decreased function 2 years later. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our online courses available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses, the post, and the article I just mentioned on our podcast website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.